As we move into the second month of session, what's the latest on your tax reform measure?
Well, as you know, we heard Senate Bill 617, that's a Missouri Economic Relief Act, a couple weeks ago in committee, and we've been working very hard with the members of the committee to hammer out a compromise. There were several tax reform bills that came to the committee, and I think we reached resolution on a compromise bill that'll be put forward by the Missouri Senate, and we hope to have a vote on that out of committee next week. The combined bill addresses primarily individual income tax rates, lowers the top rate down to 5.2%. It offsets it with a number of items of closing deductions and loopholes on the other side to make sure that this remains a revenue neutral package. In addition, what we're doing, we also are continuing to address our roads, and we would see a 6-cent increase on the fuel tax, which as part of a broader tax reform measure, I've been supportive of as the overall tax burden from this bill is being lowered. So I think that it's a good compromise. I'm looking forward to talking about it further, but I think we'll see additional movement next week.
How does this play with the proposal introduced by the governor this past week?
Well, we've been excited to have the governor involved in this conversation. And we took a look at the governor's plan, and there are some items in the governor's plan that we brought over to the plan that's going to move forward in the Senate. And we'll continue to welcome the governor into the discussion and look forward to his input. Certainly, he has a role to play. But I think primarily, this is going to be a product that the General Assembly is going to put together. I've already had discussions with our House colleagues and certainly many of my Senate colleagues about what the right economic package is, and we're looking forward to that.
How easy or difficult is this to sell? I mean, the obvious perks behind tax credits or tax cuts, rather, are, I would think, there's no need to explain them, but is there going to be some hills to have to take on this?
Sure. I think anytime you have big legislation that involves the sensitive areas of our economy, like tax code, our infrastructure, our tax credit system, those are all big hills to climb. But, you know, I think the people sent us here on Election Day to challenge and tackle big ideas. And so what we've done is put together a package that individually, a lot of the items in the bill may appeal to one side or the other in terms of political party. But together, I think there's a lot in the bill that somebody can find, regardless of where you stand, can find something to like. So we're going to put all these pieces together. And my hope, I'm optimistic that we can come forward with a package that gets out of the Senate.
Any idea when this would see floor time?
Well, I think we're still a little bit away from that. I think we'll get this turned into the Senate calendar next week. And I would expect maybe towards the end of February, we'll have a broader debate on the Senate floor. And in the meantime, we'll be working with our colleagues to see how the package has to be changed as we move closer.